morning, madam. Do come in and take a seat. How can I help you?
Well, I'm looking for a flat. It's for my children. My husband and I want them to leave home.
Oh, I see. Right. Well, let me ask you a few questions first. How many bedrooms?
Two. No, three. We've got three children. Damien, Philippa, and David. I always forget about David. David's the youngest. He's quieter than the other two, so I don't notice him as much. So, I need three bedrooms, or perhaps I should get four. There might be another child I've forgotten about.
So, would that be three or four bedrooms?
Better make it five. Nanny will need a room. I forgot about Nanny. Her room's more important than the garage. Oh, yes, we'll need a garage. For Nanny's car, of course. Nanny drives them to work.
To work?
David's at university. Or is he at school? I don't remember. Oh, yes, David's 34. He's a professor of history at Cambridge University. At least, I think he is. Anyway, Nanny takes him to Cambridge after she's driven the other two to the bank.
Okay, what about price? How much do you want to spend?
Well, how much do flats cost? I've never bought one before. Is a flat more expensive than a car?
Well, our most expensive five-bedroom flat is on the market for £600,000.
Is that all? I'll have two of those, please. I'll need two, if the children argue. Yes. If they haven't got another flat to go to, they'll come back home to the house, so yes. I'd better have two of them. Do you have two I can buy today?
Today?
Well, right now, if possible.
Now?
Well, I'm in a bit of a hurry. I'm very busy this weekend. I've got tickets to the opera.
But don't you want to see any of the flats?
Well, I saw one last week. A lovely man here showed it to me. It was in Avenue Road, just around the corner from here.
Oh, yes. Did you like it?
Certainly not. It was the smallest, dirtiest, nastiest little place I've ever been in. It didn't even have a garden.
Well, most flats don't actually have gardens, but it does have five bedrooms, just what you're looking for.
Our dog's bedroom is bigger than any of the bedrooms in that place. I can't imagine what sort of person would live in a place like that. Ugh.
Actually, I live there. It's my flat. I'm selling it.
Oh, dear. I am sorry. I am so sorry that you have to live in the smallest flat in Britain. Why don't you buy yourself a nicer home? Big house, perhaps. Actually, maybe I should leave. I'm not sure I want to buy something from someone who doesn't live in a real house. I mean, it'd be like buying steak from a vegetarian. Sheer madness. I suppose the children can stay at home for one more night. Goodbye.
Bye.